I thought it would be right for Jane to come and read the Bible now before Fiona comes to preach. So Jane, would you come now? Thank you. Steady.
Mark 11, 1 to 11. As they approached Jerusalem, and they came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to him, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied in a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches as they had cut from the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed him shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
Gracious God, we thank you for our sister in Christ, Lord. We thank you for her journey, her faith. We thank you that she knows you and you know her. And Lord, you love her with an unconditional love, Lord, that will never die, but will always deepen. And Lord, and we thank you for the word that you have placed on our heart to bring today. And I pray for us as a church that we would be humble to receive and we will be expectant of what God will do through his servant. So thank you, in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you're ready to, and you put your chickens in to finish, like, later. So you're going to get a sermon, but you might also get a sub-sermon, because I kind of had two things dwelling around in my head, and the other one might just come out as well. I'm not quite sure. Okay, so I'm going to try and unpack the reading. But I would like to give you all a question to ponder on first. So why did Jesus leave the temple and go to Bethany? Okay, so you have to think about that. And I suppose the question sounds a lot like one of those, why did the chicken cross the road? But I would like you to think about it. My question isn't a joke. I think the answer to that question and the implications of the answer actually hold the key as to how we individually do Holy Week. So you remember what happened. Jesus is in a parade. He's riding a borrowed colt. It's march. It's like a march, a movement. We call it the triumphal entry, and people are in front of him. They're behind Jesus. They are shouting their hosannas. They are throwing down palms and their cloaks for him to ride along. And it's a bit like rolling out the red carpet, isn't it, as well? But this Jesus thing, and they all would be thinking that this Jesus thing is really going to go somewhere, something big is happening. Jesus rides into Jerusalem. He enters the temple. He looks around at everything. And he leaves. He does nothing. He says nothing. He just leaves. He goes to Bethany. So it's a strange kind of anticlimactic ending to the triumphal entry. And it sounds like Jesus is retreating, getting out of town. What's that all about? Did Jesus have somewhere else he needed to be? And I wonder if he was scared. Holy Week is a scary week. And I think most of us know what it's what is entailed with Holy Week, the pain and the suffering. And I wonder if he was wavering a bit, not as sure as when he started this ride. And maybe he was having some doubts, some questions, and he just wanted to get away. Or perhaps he needed to regroup, make another start. We've all done that. I mean, haven't you had to face reality and really difficult times, or had really difficult conversations, or really difficult situations? And they can be painful and scary. And we make a start, but we don't finish. We back up and try again. So could that be what this leaving the temple is all about? And I do think that, like, you know, for some of us, we have our own individual Holy Weeks, don't we? You know, we can start a week full of absolute joy and happiness and praise. In fact, the week that Bo was born, the start of the week, we were all celebrating in church. We'd had a really wonderful service, followed by a baptism. And then I was excited that Bo was born very early, but everything were all right then. And then suddenly, bang, everything came crashing down. And Holy Week is a bit like that, isn't it? You know, they were all celebrating, they were all cheerful. And then by the time we get to Friday, Jesus is hung up on a cross. Like, how do we get from that to that? Well, I always think that this is such a strange anticlimactic ending to the triumphal entry. And that it makes us think there has to be something significant here in this reading. And it's unique. See, Mark is the only one of the four Gospels to describe this. In Matthew 21, the whole city is in turmoil. Then Jesus enters. He goes to the temple. He drives out those who are buying and selling. He overturns tables and chairs. In Luke, Jesus weeps over Jerusalem and then enters the temple where he drives out those who are buying and selling. And in John's account, Jesus does not even enter into the temple. Instead, because he'd cleaned the temple earlier in the gospel. So Mark is the only gospel that says Jesus entered the temple, looked around and left. So why did Jesus leave the temple and go to Bethany? Well, the gospel tells us why Jesus left the temple, as it was already late. So that got me wondering, what if this is about something more than just to do with the time of day? What if Jesus is late getting somewhere or doing something? What might Jesus be late for? Well, I have an idea about that, but I need you to kind of like journey on this with me a little bit. I think that Jesus was late in getting the colt back to the owner. And here's why I think that. There's another unique aspect also about Mark's account of the triumphal entry. He's the only one to say that Jesus promised to return the colt to its owner. They all agree that the colt was either borrowed from its owner, that's in Matthew and Mark, or found, but Mark is the only gospel where he speaks about returning the colt. So Jesus sent two disciples to borrow this colt, and he told them if anyone asked why they were taking the colt away, they were to say, the Lord needs it and he will send it back immediately. And that's what they did. So what if that's why Jesus had actually left the temple? Maybe he left so he could keep his promise and follow through on what he said he would do. So maybe this is about Jesus being true to himself and keeping his word. So what if this is about Jesus staying centered within himself despite what the week holds for him? What if returning the colt is a metaphor for us as we enter into and walk through this Holy Week? So what might returning the colt mean for us throughout this week? It's an image or metaphor to ponder, and it raises a couple of questions. First, what do you need to return this week? And what do you need to release or let go of? We all have stuff that we've carried around with us for far too long. It's no longer able to take us anywhere or give us life. It's just baggage that we can carry that continues to weigh us down. And it can be impoverished in our life. And it can corrupt our hearts. So what do you need to let go of or release and return this week? Is it a grudge? Could it be resentment? Could it be anger or fear? Disappointment and regret? Guilt or envy? Maybe you need to return being in control, having to be right, a need for approval or perfectionism. I don't know what it is for you, but I'm convinced that we all have our stuff. And maybe Holy Week is a time to return and release it all to God, trusting that God can do something with this stuff when we were never able to. And if returning and releasing this stuff is also about returning to ourselves, what if it's about returning to our own centre? What if it's about reclaiming our trust, or reclaiming to our truest self? That means we could then move forward, not from the same old place, but from the newly recovered centre. And that's what Jesus did. He stayed true to himself through this week. And so must we. So maybe returning the colt is ultimately about returning to our original self, our self of beauty and goodness that God created in and has loved from the beginning. And what if those are the two movements throughout this week? Returning, releasing and letting go. And returning to and reclaiming those parts of ourselves that have been lost, ignored, forgotten or denied. Even as we carry around the stuff that needs to be returned. So there are parts of ourselves that our life to which we need to return. So what if this week we return to ourselves? And here's my second question as well. What do you need to return to? What if you return to joy, to hope, to beauty, to truth and honesty? What if we came back to justice, mercy and forgiveness? What if we reclaim the dignity of holiness of each human life? What if we recenter ourselves in peace and courage? And what if we return to the love of neighbour, self and enemy? Coming back to ourselves would be like a new life, wouldn't it? So we begin this week by returning the colt. So what do you need to return, and to what do you need to return from? So those are the two questions that perhaps you might want to answer them as you move around your everyday life this week. See, that's what Jesus did. It's not so much just looking around at everything outside us, but looking around at everything within us. Looking at what's there. Look at what's missing. Look at what you need. What you feel, who you truly are, and who you want to be and then return the colt. So take that image of returning the colt with you this week. Take it wherever you go. Bring it to whatever you do. Hold it as you pray this week. Let it be present as you live your life, as you engage people in relationships, whether in your family or work, at school or in the supermarket. Returning the colt is how Holy Week begins. Returning to God and ourselves is the promise of how this week will end. So look around at everything and then go return your colt. We can so easily miss the actual importance of Holy Week. We can just take it as reading it and it's the same year after year. But actually, enter into Holy Week and let it change you and transform you. Sit with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane and feel his pain. Feel the pain of the disciples when Jesus is hung upon the cross. And then you can truly celebrate the actual risen Lord when we get to Easter Sunday. Can I pray for you, please? Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, as we gather here today in this community, I pray that as we are all united in your family, Lord, that as we enter into this Holy Week, we let it change and transform our lives. We let your Holy Spirit do its work. We let you do what you love doing the most, moulding us like clay. So let us become your perfect image, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen.